And welcome to this week's edition of Legal Line, right here on the Legal Line Network at bobpittman.com. I am Bob Pittman, and very glad to have you with us today as we make our weekly venture into the mysterious realm of the law. It gets more mysterious, I think, every week. We try each week to demystify the law, translate the legalese, and hopefully point you in the right direction with regard to your legal problems. We take your calls, we talk to interesting guests, try to get you going with regard to all the legal stuff. You can't make it through life without encountering a few legal molehills or legal landmines, I guess, out there. I don't know, some of the landmines you step in and you kind of say, whoa, what was I doing? Why did I go down this street? We're going to keep you off to the side there so you can navigate your way through the landmines that our legal system. What the heck? What can I say? Hey, give us a call at 253-471-9694 each and every Wednesday afternoon. We're live at 3 p.m. Pacific time. So give us a call, 253-471-9694. You can email us now or during the week at bobpittman.com. Just send it to Jeff at bobpittman.com. Jeff, J-E-F-F, at bobpittman.com, and we'll get your question hopefully answered. We really only have one ground rule, and that is that we don't like to mention actual names. I guess it's just actual names of the alleged bad guys. There's that word, alleged. We love that word as lawyers. Allegedly, something took place. Allegedly, alleged this, alleged that, everything's alleged. But so these are alleged bad guys. We'll talk about them, but let's not mention their actual names. And I wouldn't be an attorney if I didn't have a disclaimer or limitation of damage clause attached to the program. You have to get up kind of close to see it, but if you do, it'll tell you that damages resulting from advice given on this program are strictly limited to what you paid for the advice. Leave it to the lawyers with this stuff, you know. All right, so be sure to stop by bobpittman.com from time to time. Check out the recommended reading list. We try to add books from time to time and try to have a little fun with the law. Tongue in cheek, I guess, a little. But we try to have a little, poke a little fun at lawyers and the law, but mainly try to point you in the right direction with regard to your legal questions. So plan to send us an email. Let us know what topic you'd like covered. We have guests from time to time, and we are happy to try to make arrangements for a topic that is of interest to you. So send us a note. Just send it to Jeff at bobpittman.com, and Jeff will make sure to let me know that it's come in and just what we might do with it. We've got Diane to help us out just a little bit today with some questions that came in. So maybe we can talk to Diane. Hi.
Sure. Hi. First of all, I wanted to say there are two T's in Pittman.
Oh, no.
P-I-T-T-M-A-N.
Ah, that's a good point.
Yeah. But here's the first question from Frank in Olympia. He wants to know what's going on with the estate tax proposal. Do we know what the estate tax exemption will be, and how does all of this work?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Tall order. I think a lot of us would just like to, I was going to say put a bag over our head and ignore it. But, you know, I think we'd like to put a bag over the heads of the members of Congress, I think. That's terrible. I shouldn't say that, should I? But it's very, very frustrating. We've been operating this year without a federal estate tax, which, you know, sounds good maybe at first blush. But we're facing a $1 million exemption if Congress doesn't do anything. And that's mainly because the current estate tax routine was set up in the so-called Bush tax cuts 10 years back, and they all expire on December 31st. So a lot of the news has been surrounding the extension of the Bush tax cuts, which really just means that they're the same rates that we've had in terms of income tax over the past several years. But in there also is a proposal to have a new estate tax exemption of $5 million. Now, this would be for the next 2 years, and this is on a federal level. What that means is if you die and you have an estate that's valued at less than $5 million, there wouldn't be any federal estate tax. Now, we got to remember that the Washington State, if you're in Washington State has a $2 million threshold for Washington State estate tax. Now, of course, the rates are fairly low, relatively speaking, when you contrast them with the federal rates. The state of Washington starts out at 10% and gets as high as 19%. The federal rates, last year we had a federal rate of 45%. The proposal now, if this passes through Congress, and hopefully we'll know soon, with the $5 million exemption, everything above that would get hit with a 35% federal estate tax rate. So it'd be a slightly lower rate than we had certainly last year, but obviously above zero. There were a couple people who died this year, more than a couple, obviously, but several people who died with very large estates. George Steinbrenner comes to mind right away, and I have to believe his estate was in certainly the hundreds of millions, maybe in the low billions. I don't know. All these numbers are funny numbers now. So the federal estate tax proposal right now is to go with a $5 million exemption for the next 2 years, for a 35% tax rate above that. Keep in mind, we don't know what's going to happen yet, and we don't know what will happen at the end of the 2 years. Hopefully they'll keep extending it and maybe even increase it, but we don't know. You're always wise to try to keep your estate a little bit on the low side if you can. That means making gifts to kids and charities and other folks, taking care of your favorite pets. All pets probably are your favorite pets. I can't believe you'd be picking one over the other, but I don't know. Fish are a little hard to get into, but but you know. So I was talking to someone the other day, and he was trying to tell me, he says, you know, I think my fish recognize me. So I don't know. I guess I have to maybe change my opinion on the fish routine. I don't know. I'm not much of a fish person, I guess, but more of a dog and maybe a cat person. But I don't know. Turtles and all these other folks out there, maybe think about making sure they're okay too. So we're looking at we're kind of a weird estate tax picture, but I'm hoping that most people will be exempt from estate tax, and that our illustrious representatives down in Washington, D.C., or across in Washington, D.C., will get something passed. You might consider giving a call, especially to our senators, Patty Murray and Maria Cantwell. Got numbers for you. Senator Patty Murray can be reached at 202-224-2621. Let her know what your opinion is. Maybe you think we should have no estate tax. I guess what I'd like to say is encourage her to go along maybe with the $5 million limit or minimum exemption. Maria Cantwell, Senator Maria Cantwell, can be reached at 202-224-3441. That's 202-224-3441. And remember, if you're a couple, you've got to remember to use the first exemption when the first person dies. A lot of times the inclination of a couple is to give everything to the survivor. And if you do that, you're potentially overloading the estate of the second person to die. So there's a funny little technique we use. It has to do with trusts, but we pull off the first person's share into a separate little trust typically and benefit the surviving partner, but we don't jam it into their estate so that it's subject to tax too. So be sure to talk to your estate planning attorney about that as well. What else we have going?
Well, we had an email from Becky in Seattle. She wants to rent her house when she moves to the East Coast for 2 years. She plans to return to her home.
Okay, so she's thinking about becoming a landlord. I don't know. That's a tough job. We've been tenants and we've been landlords, and I don't know. I'm not sure either of them are all that they're cracked up to be. The first thing I guess I would say is, to Becky, is think about using a property management company. They make, a good property management company can make life so much easier. So much easier. They just, they take all the hassles and burdens off of you. You don't have to worry about the property being repaired or someone getting out there with an emergency thing or checking to make sure that the tenants are okay, double checking, all the different things that go on. I mean, I would say take a hard look at using a property management company, number one. Get some referrals from people. That's something we've got to do, by the way, is we should have someone on from one of the property management companies and talk about the things that a person should be looking for. Let's make a note to ourselves to invite someone on, maybe someone from that Park 52 real estate company that we know so well. So maybe one of them can come over and give us a few tips and pointers on hiring a management company, what to look out for. Now, you can do it yourself, so Becky can become a landlord. Of course, you're going to be a long-distance landlord being back east somewhere, hopefully not Washington, D.C., by the way. But I don't remember a Becky being elected to office here, so maybe she's doing something else, I guess. But you can become a do-it-yourself landlord. You want to at least have a real estate attorney on tap. And it could be that you could have the real estate attorney do some of the work in terms of setting up your rental agreement, because if you're not using a property management company, you've got to come up with a good rental agreement. And here's where you want a rental agreement that is state-specific. So if you're in Washington State, you really want a rental agreement that has Washington State embedded in it, if you will, in terms of all the laws. Laws, especially in the area of landlord-tenant, do vary quite a bit from state to state. I guess all laws do, but there are some general things that are true state to state. But you really want to make sure you've got a state-specific arrangement, and a local real estate attorney can help you do that. Now, here's a great book. We just put it up on the recommended reading list, so you want to take a peek at this. Terrific book called Every Landlord's Legal Guide. Every Landlord's Legal Guide by Marcia Stewart. It's in its 10th edition, I think. I mean, it's been wildly successful. Terrific book. And it will highlight all of the things you need to be thinking about in terms of becoming a landlord or being a landlord. If you're already a landlord, think about picking up a copy of it. It'll help you and give you some tips and pointers. It's just full of them. And it's a national publication, but it references all the laws in the various states. And so it's very useful no matter where you are in terms of some tips and pointers for becoming or surviving, I should say, maybe surviving as a landlord. So any other questions this week? I think we're getting into the holiday season, and so it's a little bit tougher, I suppose. People are going out. Now, hopefully it means the economy is heating up a little bit. And people are out spending money and improving the economy. So, of course, that means they're also going to have some legal issues that will come up, and so hopefully they'll give us a call. You can call us each and every week at 253-471-9694. You can also email Jeff. That's jeff@bobpittman.com. Be sure to visit bobpittman.com and take a look at the archive. We've got all the programs archived, some fun ones there. Listen to the various discussions that we've had over the past few weeks. There's a good reading list. We're working on it all the time. If you've got a suggestion, by the way, for the reading list, let us know, and we'll take a look at the book and see if we can add it in. We do have a links page, too, so you may want to take a look at some of the links. One of my favorite websites is Washington Law Help. That's one word, washingtonlawhelp.org. We're also looking at some improvements coming hopefully fairly soon to the lawforwa.org website. Take a look at Law for Wa, L-A-W, Law for Wa, Law for Wa, F-O-R, Law for Wa, .org. Really neat website. There are going to be a lot of changes coming up in coming months on the Law for Wa website. So take a peek at that. And if you have suggestions on any of this stuff, be sure to let us know as well. So take a look at bobpittman.com, look at the archives, give us a call, email, let us know what your questions are, because we'll be looking for you each and every week here on Legal Line. Let's see, we've got, hey, you know what I do want to say is, we've got several things we can say to all the troops out there, because we do broadcast across the world, so all the folks who are serving in the armed forces, whether it's here in the United States or anywhere in the world, we're going to say happy holidays, happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah still, happy Hanukkah, and Merry Christmas. So we really wish our armed forces, wherever they're serving, whether it's at home or abroad, the best over the holiday season. We're going to sign off for this week. This is Bob Pittman for the Legal Line Network. Be sure to tune in each and every Wednesday, 3 p.m. Pacific time, when we take our weekly journey into the mysterious realm of the law. Right here on the Legal Line Network, this is Bob Pittman for Legal Line.